grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 29th verse. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." As far as the world in general is concerned, Easter is at best just one day in the year. But we Christians continue to celebrate Easter for 40 days, the 40 days during which the risen Lord appeared to his disciples, until on the 40th day after his resurrection, he withdrew his visible presence from them in his ascension. The divine service always begins with those words with which you and I were baptized, those words that stand at the very beginning of our life in Christ. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Having been born into this dying world as a child of Adam's lost and fallen race, in holy baptism we have been born again of water and the Holy Spirit. All sin, dead and buried with Christ in the watery grave of our baptism and then raised up to new and eternal life with him, our risen Lord. Of those who have been baptized, St. Paul says, "You died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, you also shall appear with him in glory." Born again to new and eternal life. How wonderfully appropriate are the words of the entrance chant of this first Sunday after Easter Day, the so-called introit we heard just a few moments ago. The introit invites us to desire the sincere milk of the word like newborn infants. Like newborn infants, desire the sincere milk of the word. Desire the word of Christ's sin-forgiving, death-destroying love. Long for it, desire it, be fed by it, the pure milk of the Word of Christ. As we go on in this service today, we hear the wonderful gospel in which we see how gently the risen Lord deals with his disciples in general, and with the one we call Doubting Thomas in particular. First of all, we see how gently Jesus deals with these men who had utterly failed him in his hour of greatest need. As you know, one of my most beloved teachers was Dr. Martin Frontzman, a man in whose life and in whose teaching the Easter joy was palpable. Dr. Franzmann said, the story of Jesus' passion in Holy Scripture is in fact the disciples' confession of their sin. And the story of Jesus' resurrection, the record of the forgiveness of that sin. Dr. Franzmann said, the whole Passion account voices their confession, all we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all, because all four Gospels plainly tell us that when Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane, they all, every last one of them, forsook him and fled, and Peter later denied with an oath that he even knew Jesus. How utterly human the disciples were. How utterly frail they were, now hiding behind locked doors, lest they suffer a similar fate like their masters. And it's to these people who had so failed, abandoned, and denied him that the risen Lord suddenly comes on the evening of that first great Easter day. And what is his very first word to them? A word of judgment? A word of reproach? No, it is the word of perfect peace. Peace be with you, he says, and shows them his hands and his side, his glorious risen body still bearing the marks of the nails and the spear, the sure tokens of his love for sinners. And the hearts of the disciples are glad when they see him. But then there's poor Thomas, who wasn't with them when Jesus came. Who knows why he was absent? Perhaps he was so consumed with bitter disappointment that he'd simply gone away to nurse his grief in solitude. Grief can be a very isolating thing. But whatever the reason, Thomas was not with the other disciples when Jesus came. Well, poor Thomas eventually summoned up the courage to stop by and see his old friends, who astonish him with the news Thomas finds just too good to be true. We have seen the Lord. Thomas says, unless I see in his hand the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, Jesus comes again, and this time Thomas is with them. And once again, we hear no word of reproach, but instead the greeting, peace be with you. And then, so very gently, the risen Savior says to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing. And all Thomas can then do is to exclaim with great joy, my Lord and my God. And Jesus says, if you believe me because you've seen me, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And this is where you and I come in. For just as Jesus dealt so gently with those first frightened disciples and with poor doubting Thomas, just so Jesus deals with you and me. To us too, Jesus comes. Jesus comes on this and every Lord's Day in the little bread, the little wine, his little lowly way of giving us his gloriously risen body and blood, the sure pledge of his death-destroying love, the medicine of immortality, as the ancient fathers called it. Neither the walls nor the locked doors could keep the risen Lord from coming to his disciples. In the same way, nothing in all creation can keep him from coming to us today. But although Jesus is as truly present in the Holy Sacrament as he was with his disciples in Jerusalem on that evening now so long ago, we do not, like the disciples, physically see him. And because that is so, his words apply to you and me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. These are Jesus' words to you and to me. Of these precious words, St. Gregory the Great said to his people in 7th century Rome, "What great joy these words give us! These words apply especially to us who cherish in our hearts him whom we do not see in the flesh. Let us then, in this and every divine service, say to our risen Savior, truly present in the sacrament, my Lord and my God." And let us pray too, that we may continue all our days to long for the pure spiritual milk of Christ's word, until faith gives way to sight in that heavenly kingdom which in his love he prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.